Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here. Well, hey, everyone, it's great to have you with us today. Let's jump into the Word. This year is the year of growth on every front as a church. Great things happening at a personal level. We're praying for growth and expansion, for God's promise to be a reality for you. And obviously, as a church, we are in exciting days, stepping into a great new future together. But grab your Bibles and turn to Numbers chapter 13. Really, I want to summarize this passage. It's the Israelites, God's people, who had been in slavery in Egypt. We know they had been bound up. They had been treated badly. God had way better for them. But for years and years, they had been oppressed and controlled. They were certainly nowhere near where God wanted them to be. And so we know that God rose up Moses, and Moses led them, delivered them from Egypt. There were signs. There were wonders, there were miracles, there were undeniable things that happened. God showed up in incredible ways. They arrived at the Red Sea, chased by Pharaoh's army. They were being hunted down. The only way was forward. And so God said, Moses, raise up your staff. And the Red Sea parted and they went through. And we know that God, in an incredible way, as only God can, delivered God's people from. And we know that that is not only something incredible that happened that we should be inspired by, but it literally is a great parable, if you like, for our lives, that Jesus wants to deliver us from our sinful life, from our shame, from our pain, from our mess, from everything that's bound us up. And then we arrive at this moment where God's people had been delivered from, they had been set free from, and they were standing right on the edge, literally right on the border of the promised land, the land of Canaan, that God had promised them and had gone through all this deliverance in order to get them into. And Moses sends out 12 spies. God says to him, look, we're going to send 12 spies, get them to scout out the land, to check out what's ahead so you can head in with a great sense of victory. But the spies came back with an interesting report. They come back. They said, we went into the land which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is the fruit. What a great, great promise that God has for us. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. And we even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev. The Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country. And the Canaanites live near the sea and along the Jordan. In other words, there are enemies everywhere. And then Caleb, one of the spies, he said, he silenced the people before Moses. And he said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. But the spies, the men who had gone up with him, said, we can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. And then they spread among the Israelites a bad report. Everyone say a bad report. They spread a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, the land we explored devours those living, and all the people we saw there are of great size. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them. They saw a land that was incredible. They saw a great promise. They saw a prosperous land. They saw a blessed land. They weren't disputing the fact that this is where God wanted to take them, but they said, there's no way it can happen. The enemy's too large. The cities are too fortified. The land is too hostile. The enemy is everywhere. And they brought the facts with a whole spirit of discouragement. They brought the facts and the information, the reality, in a way that was such a bad report that it crushed everyone's faith. And we will go on to read in Numbers 14, the same Israelites that had just seen God do incredible things, signs, wonders, Hollywood blockbuster miracles, undeniable presence and breakthrough and provision and power of God. It says, because of a bad report, it says this, that very night, all the members of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites who'd seen God do great things grumbled against Moses and Aaron. And the whole assembly said to them, if only we had died back in Egypt or here in this wilderness. A bad report changed everything. A bad report stopped their momentum. A bad report kept this generation of God's people out of their promise. There is so much power in the report that you listen to. There is so much power when it comes to possessing the promise of your marriage, your money, your health, your faith, your future. There is so much power in the report that you give airtime to. You could have seen God do great things, but until you've entered, until you've possessed, the report that you listen to is so impacting on your life. This is kind of like the ultimate TripAdvisor review. You know, it's TripAdvisor, if you're going to book a holiday, you read the room was nice, the staff were friendly, but the food was average and the bed was uncomfortable. All in all, highly recommended. These scouts came back, these spies came back, and they said, well, look, the honey was fantastic, the milk was outstanding, the grapes were exceptional, but the giants were rude, the fortified cities lacked atmosphere, the soil was unsatisfactory, and the enemy tribes were a little too hostile. All in all, leaves a lot of room for improvement. It's a review, it's a report that changes everyone's attitude, everyone's position, everyone's faith level. Everything changes, and ultimately everyone but a couple of people missed out, a whole generation missed out on possessing the promise because of the power of a bad report. We read one generation later, though, the power of a good report. Joshua takes over and he knows that's where God wants to take his people, and he sends out a couple of spies and they come back secretly and they bring back from the same information, the same cities, the same giants, the same hurdles, the same problems, the same information. They come back with a very different spirited report. And they said, the Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us. You know, when it comes to your life, what type of report are you listening to? When it comes to the future of your marriage, what report are you listening to? When it comes to your destiny, your sense of purpose and promise, what report are you listening to? When it comes to our church and the future that God has for us as we step and transition into an incredible new era for our church, what report are you listening to? In the New Testament, in Philippians, we read in Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, look at this, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. In other words, make sure that the report that you take in, the report that you take in is one that is good. Maybe you're a person who has a bit of a bias to a bad report, you know, maybe temperamentally or your upbringing or your experience, whatever reason, you got a bit of a bias to a bad report, to the critical, to the negative, to the problems. You are the kind of person who sees a problem in every solution, the kind of the person who does that. Or you've got a family culture or a way that you've been taught or whatever reason it is, but a bad report just seems to find its way into your head and heart. My prayer is today that you'd understand the power of the report that you take in and that you would from today have a passion and a commitment to ensure that a good report is the one that enters your life. Firstly, a report defines perspective. You know, when those scouts came back and they brought back the bad report, it says, the land we explore devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. Look at this. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them. We looked the same to them. Are you telling me that you went up and you did a little Q&A with some enemy giants? Do you go and interview and say, excuse me, I wonder how you would label us. I wonder how you would say us. No, it's because they had a critical victim perspective. They brought back a bad report. And all of a sudden, all of the Israelites are going, we're grasshoppers. We are small. We don't stand a chance. Those guys are so big. Because of a bad report, everyone's perspective changed. A report changes how you see. In Proverbs 23:7, we read, whatever a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You could kind of paraphrase that to say, whatever a person thinks in their heart, they are right. However you see yourself, whatever report you've allowed to define you and label you and give you some sense of limitation or boundary, it's right. Whatever definition you listen to, whatever report you listen to, you are right. That's why when in the new report, the spies come back with a great report, we can take that land. They're the ones shivering. They're the ones terrified. They're the ones fearful of us. We can take this land. We're warriors. We're victorious. All of a sudden, everyone's perspective lifts. Maybe if you struggle with a bad perspective of yourself or God or people or money or your church, maybe it's because you've been listening to a bad report. A report that makes things seem out of proportion, not reality, and not according to the promise of God. Number two, a report defines perspective. And number two, a report decides direction. You know, this whole passage, the preceding chapters, the whole deliverance journey of the Israelites was out of Egypt and towards Canaan. They had left Egypt and they stormed out with such a level of confidence, momentum, and serious destiny direction. They were so full of destiny direction, they arrived at the Red Sea. Going back wasn't an option. Fighting what was behind them wasn't an option. They walked up to that Red Sea, everyone facing forward. They're ready to go to battle. And there's a sea in the way. They were so decided and convicted in their direction that even the Red Sea had to part in order to let them through. And those same people who had such a conviction of their direction because of a bad report instantly changed. It says, that night all the members of the community raised their voices and wept aloud, and all the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, look at this, the people who had had such a forward direction, such a Canaan direction, such a promised land direction, because of a bad report said, if only we had died back in Egypt. A bad report turned them around. A bad report profoundly and sadly changed their direction. You know, we love going on holidays as a family, and all the various places that we've been to, usually we'll read ahead. You'll either get a Lonely Planet guide, or you'll get TripAdvisor reviews, or you certainly go down the Google rabbit hole and you'll read about certain places. And what you're doing is you are reading reviews. I reckon you should go to this site. I reckon you should go to this place. I reckon you should experience this thing. And you're reading ahead. And based on the reports, based on the reviews, I'm deciding what direction I'll go. When we land at the airport, where are we going? When we arrive at this town, where are we going? And usually that's because I've heard about it. Usually your direction is literally decided by the reports you've heard. Now, in our lives, when it comes to career choices, relationship choices, your faith journey, whatever you're deciding to do, whatever direction you're pointing in life, the report you listen to, bad or good, has a profound and either a sad or an awesome effect on your direction. My prayer is, let us never be like God's people who, even though they'd seen God do great things and had such a conviction of a destiny direction because of a bad report, let us never, ever receive a bad report that turns us around. But let us insist on only good reports, as we read in Philippians, that take us continually forward into God's promise. Lastly, a report defines perspective, a report decides direction, and a report affects your faith. When the good spies came back and reported to Joshua, says, the Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us. And instantly, everyone, all these Israelites who one generation before had quivered in fear, and we're like grasshoppers, all of a sudden they stood up and they immediately entered the promised land. And the first thing they did was they took the impossible city to be taken of Jericho. This same generation of people who had only known what it was to not enter because of a good report. Their faith rose, their belief in God rose, and they entered in a powerful way. These spies saw the same giants, the same fortified cities, the same hostile land, the same dead ends, the same enemy tribes everywhere. They saw the same facts, but they reported it, all of this in context and in respect of God's promise. You know, we read in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, about the arrival of Jesus and how humanity had been stuck in this sin cycle, shame cycle, doing bad things, creating mess, trying to make up for it. I know it's a way that so many people live, and it's the very promise of Jesus that that is exactly what it's for. But I love the fact that the whole time that the message of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus, the forgiveness and the grace and the eternity offered by Jesus is called the good news. It's called literally a good report. It's called the good report that you can receive. And in your life, maybe you are stuck in that rut of sin. Maybe you're stuck in that shame cycle where you just are trying to do a right thing, trying to do good things, but you just keep making mistakes, keep messing up, and you've got sin and shame and pain, and you don't know how to get that peace you're looking for. You don't know how to get that breakthrough you're looking for. Well, I'm here to tell you that I don't have a bad report for you. I've got a good report. I've got good news, and that is Jesus. The gospel of Jesus, it is the greatest news. It won't send you back to Egypt. It'll take you forward into his promises. It won't make you think less of yourself. Religion makes us think less of ourselves. We've got to work harder and achieve something and reach some sort of philosophical bar. Jesus says, no, no, the good news is I make you enough. The good news is I give you victory. The good news is I love you. I accept you. I embrace you. I've got grace and purpose and promise. The good news of Jesus doesn't crush you. It lifts you. It doesn't send you backwards. It takes you forwards. It doesn't crush your faith. It releases faith. That's the good news of Jesus. And for everyone listening today, everyone watching today, if you don't have Jesus in your heart, if you've got sin and you need a savior, if you've got a mess and you need help with that, if you need to be set free today, I want to pray for you. Maybe you once prayed this prayer, but for whatever reason you've walked away today, come back to Jesus. It's only good news. There is no trap. There isn't small print. There aren't conditions. There is no condemnation for you. Jesus is enough. Come on, let's pray together. Lord, I pray for those who today are being honest in their faith, Lord God, to get their hearts and lives right with you. I thank you, Lord, for the good news of Jesus. I thank you for the great news of your forgiveness and your grace. And as we turn from Egypt and keep our eyes on you, I thank you that you offer grace, peace, and forgiveness today in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. For us all, let us continue to move forward. Let us continue to keep our eyes on Jesus and make sure we protect our hearts. No bad reports, but only the great report that we have in God. God bless. Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week, and you can access all our podcasts and videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resources. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.